"You are a little out of your way," said the elf. "That is, if you're making for the only path across the water and to the house beyond. We'll set you right, but you'd best get on foot until you're over the bridge. Are you going to stay a bit and sing with us, or will you go straight on? Supper is preparing over there," he said. "I can smell the wood fires for the cooking." Tired as he was, Bilbo would have liked to stay a while. Elvish singing is not a thing to miss in June under the stars, not if you care for such things. Also, he would have liked to have a few private words with these people that seemed to know his name and all about him, although he'd never seen them before. He thought their opinion of his adventure might be interesting. Elves know a lot, and are wondrous folk for news, and know what's going on among the peoples of the land as quick as water flows, or quicker. But the dwarves were all for supper as soon as possible just then, and would not stay. On they all went, leading their ponies, till they were brought to a good path, and so at last to the very brink of the river. It was flowing fast and noisily, as mountain streams do of a summer evening, when sun has been all day on the snow far up above. There was only a narrow bridge of stone without a parapet, as narrow as a pony could well walk on, and over that they had to go, slow and careful, one by one, each leading his pony by the bridle. The elves had brought bright lanterns to the shore, and they sang a merry song as the party went across. "Don't dip your beard in the foam, father!" they cried to Thorin, who was bent almost on to his hands and knees. "It's long enough without watering it." "Mind Bilbo doesn't eat all the cakes," they called. "He's too fat to get through keyholes yet."
"Hush, hush, good people, and good night," said Gandalf, who came last. "Valleys have ears, and some elves have over-merry tongues. Good night."
And so at last they all came to the last homely house, and found its doors flung wide. Now it is a strange thing, but things that are good to have, and days that are good to spend, are soon told about, and not much to listen to, while things that are uncomfortable, palpitating, and even gruesome, may make a good tale, and take a deal of telling anyway. They stayed long in that good house, 14 days at least, and they found it hard to leave. Bilbo would gladly have stopped there for ever and ever,